former NHLer, now head coach of the Red Deer Rebels, Brent Sutter, joins us once again. Brent, I guess, you know, nerve-wracking yet very exciting time as you head into the final weekend of the season for your young team.
Well, it is. You know, we certainly have lost 2 weeks. It's been kind of like our playoffs have started, and you know, every game has been such a big game, and, you know, for the most part, we've handled it all pretty well, and you know, we put ourselves in a situation here now where it gets down the last weekend and we'll see what happens. It's, you know, it's tight, you know, but it's exciting. It's good for our young team. It's good for our kids to experience this and go through it. But, you know, I'd also like to see them actually in the real playoffs and gain some experience in that too.
Brent, do you ask the leaders in your dressing room to kind of to lead these guys and keep them calm during this, you know, intense but exciting time?
Well, our goaltender's been really good, and it's a cornerstone of our team, and he's been really good for us. And when you have a young team, you're going to make mistakes, and you need to have that backbone, and he certainly has been that as a 20-year-old, and Patrick Bartoszak, and he's you know, CHL goalie of the year last year, and he's played really well for us, especially since Christmas on. You know, but with the young team, we rely a lot on our young players, and we got a lot of young kids that are playing in key situations, and you know, and I think at times it's probably hurt us, you know, certainly when we've had to play 16, 17-year-olds against the other team's 19, 20-year-olds. And, you know, when you look at two players like the Blinkleys and the Flurries, both those kids are 17 years of age, yet they're elite players, and they're one's a captain of our team, the other one's an assistant captain, and they certainly play a lot of minutes and key minutes. And that's just, you know, mentioned two of a number of guys that are young players that are playing key roles for us, but it is what it is, and you know, hopefully it'll benefit them and our team down the road by doing it.
Blakely and Fleury are both rated to go in the first round, Brent, and you know, you've given them leadership roles by putting a letter on their jersey, and you kind of understand the growing pains. Now, I know it's completely different at the Western League to the NHL, having played there and coached there, but can you really get a sense of the type of leader you have when you give them that letter to say, okay, you know what, I gave it to you, but still it's ultimately up to the players to kind of run with it? How did you know they were ready?
Well, just their personalities, the type of kids they are, you know, and they're well respected in the room. You know, they're not, and they're big statured guys. You know, one kid is 6'3", 200 pounds. Blinkley's 6'1", 200 pounds. And they're very well liked in the room, and they're very well respected or highly respected in the room. And the thing about both of them, they're very coachable. They're kids that, you know, they're willing to come in the coach room and spend time with video and go through things. And there's no question they're two of our top-end players, and you know, and it's just the situation that we're in right now as far as with our hockey team, and you know, that, you know, we have some good 19, 20-year-olds, but our elite guys are 16, 17, and we got some 18-year-olds that have been playing very well for us too. So you know, and that's really been the glue of our team. You know, we only have, you know, we have five kids between 19, 20 years of age on our team, so everyone else is younger than that. So, you know, we had a plan going into the season. We haven't wavered from it. We stuck to it, and part of that plan was to put more leadership on these young kids. And to be quite honest, probably in the last 3 weeks, they've really taken the room and led it the way we'd like to see it led, and that's encouraging for our team moving forward into next season too. So, you know, again, it's a progress or a process, though, and it takes time, and there has to be progression through it, and you got to be patient through it, which we've been this year. And yet, you know, we've put ourselves in this situation in the sense that we had a win and two overtime losses, and one overtime loss and a shootout loss in an 11-game span, and that hurt us, you know, to get four out of a possible 22 points. And yet it was the maturity of our team. It's when we got to that, just at the start of that crunch time, you know, I thought our kids really played tight, and they were, you know, other teams were, their 19, 20-year-olds were going and playing well, and our kids were having to go against that. It took some time. It took some adjustments for them, but they've handled it well, and we've gotten through that. And now the last, five or six games, we've only had one loss. So it's been encouraging to them.
Head coach Brent Sutter joins us. Brent, last time I spoke to you when we did a hockey coaching one segment, you talked about you were really looking for athletes, not just hockey players anymore. After the World Juniors, you talked about, you know what, we got to get back, you know, to developing more and more offense. Blakely's a young 17-year-old draft kid. He's your leading scorer. What are you doing on a daily basis with the Rebels to enhance the offensive part of the game as much and maybe more than the defensive part?
Well, I think you work on both, but you gotta implement a lot of skill drills. You want structure in your game, and you gotta understand, like, these kids, when they come to this level, they've come from the minor hockey programs, and so you're you know, whatever program they come from, and different programs do things differently, and so you're getting them to just continue to grow and to mature as players, and I guess it's hockey sense, understanding the game. And when I said that about athletes, and when I talk about that, it's a mental mindset, right? It's a mindset that you can get put into situations that you just can't be robotic on the ice, and you got to be able to read situations, react to it, and you know, Struds, you know, as a player, I mean, there's things you just can't simply say, well, the system's going to get you through on this. You have to react to certain things a certain way and have an understanding of the game. And, you know, last year, and I'm going to just use this as an example, in the fall, we did a thing with the kids to go out and play baseball. And it was amazing how many kids couldn't catch a ball. And you're sitting in a wall, like, you know, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, every one of those kids could play ball, could play football and do whatever. But it's just because of the way the game has gone. It's been so much hockey, hockey, hockey. And you know, again, it's that maturity that just having those street smarts to understand in situations and games that you got to react to things. It just can't be, well, this is where I should be. Well, yeah, but if a guy's got a breakaway, do you not think you should maybe go stop him from getting a breakaway? And you know, that's like that robotic thinking, and it's a mindset, right? And it's just understanding, learning different things. Like when you go in and talk to them in the dressing room between periods about certain things, or pregame, you know, meetings or whatever, and you're talking to them, they got to be good students. They got to be wanting to learn and understanding. Yet you can tell a difference between an athletic player and one that's not. And it's very easy. And when you're out in the ice with them, it's very easy to see. And when you're going through your work and systems and all that stuff, the ones that get it quickly and understand it are usually the ones that have played other sports. They pick it up quicker. They have a reactionary attitude to things where they can react to it and get it. And not that robotic, you know, that robotic mindset that allows your body to only do certain things. And you know, and I don't want to get carried away with that, because you know what, we got a great game, and we develop a lot of great players in our sport. But when you look at the amount of more kids play hockey now than ever, there's more teams now than ever in every league, but what's the one thing we have less of? We have less of practice time. You don't see kids out on rivers anymore, out on lakes or on sloughs or, you know, outdoor rinks doing it on their own to go improve their game. Everything's got to be structured for them. And that's where what I was saying through that was that, how do we, if this is the case, how can we improve this? How can we improve our practices? How can we create, it's hard to create more ice time if you don't have the rinks. And that's with the amount of kids that play hockey today. So, you know, you don't see kids playing road hockey anymore in the middle of summer. You know, that was another skill set that you had, right? And if they're not on the ice and do it in somewhere in a rink, they don't, you know, they're not playing or they're sitting behind a computer. You know, and that's just my, and you know, there's probably a lot of people out there that think I'm absolutely insane, and that's fine. But I see it. I see it with the young players coming into it. I've seen it with young players coming into the NHL. It was such a different mindset. I see it now coming back here at the junior level, but it's just a different thing. And the game is different, and it's our society. And it's just, okay, how can we improve it? How can we get better? And that's why I talk about hockey schools. Like when we were back kids, hockey schools was part of developing skill. Well, nowadays, hockey schools are basically not even in existence. And you don't see a lot of them anymore. And that's so you don't see a lot of skill stuff. And you know, when you talk about spring hockey and summer hockey, it's games, right? And everybody wants to play games, but, you know, where games are about structure now. Games are about wins and losses. And that's fine, but what are other ways that we can continue to improve the development of these young kids to allow them to continue to grow?
Listen, Brent, you just summed up in 2 minutes exactly how I feel. And this, I know my last couple of years in the NHL, without direction, the young guys, and not even, you know, I'm talking about maybe a guy like Ladislav Smead, this and that, when they go on the ice without someone telling them what to do, they didn't really know what to do. They didn't know the drills, or they didn't have that ability to just bring up something on their own, say, I'm going to work on this, and this is how I'm going to do it. And I think we're really taking that away, that ability to create skill practice or just to work on their own, like you're talking about. We're not giving that to our kids. And for me, that's really scary because, they, like you say, they become robots, and they need to be told what to do every time instead of ad-libbing.
Yeah, it's true. And, you know, when I was in Calgary coaching, then my last 3 years I coached in the NHL, which was a couple of years ago. But, you know, I always got told about, well, make the player robotic.
Yeah.
And make him just exactly where he needs to be. And believe it or not, you're teaching three quarters of your team just because they don't. You know, just that mindset, that's the way it is, right?
Yeah.
And that has to do because the street smarts and that ability to be able to adjust within yourself, within your own mindset, sitting on the bench and going, geez, you know what, I should have been here. Or I, you know, that's, you don't see that. Like, it's like,
yeah,
my position was here, this is where I should have been. If we got scored against, well, that wasn't my man. Well, could have you prevented it?
Yeah,
you know, where when we grew up, you do whatever you could to make sure you didn't get scored against. If it meant to back somebody up, if someone gets beat 1-on-1, you're supporting them, whatever, you knew how to do it. And, you know, it's just like when you talk about hitting in the game today, you know, 50% or 60% of the hits aren't the guy that's doing the hitting. It's the guy that's receiving the hit.
Exactly.
Because they're not taught how to take a check anymore. Practices don't lean towards that. When we were kids, You were taught how to go back to get a puck and how you went on an angle, or and when you hit somebody, you used your shoulder to shoulder or shoulder to chest, and you never even thought about numbers. And yet the guy was getting hit and never put himself in a vulnerable position to be hit like that. But nowadays it's because it's something that we've grown with, and it's again how the game has transpired. And now you look at the checks from behind, the hits from behind, you're sitting there going, like, how many times those hits are actually hits at the individual player that had the puck turned into the net.
Yeah.
And, you know, and yet, you know, we talked about our defense all the time, going back and getting pucks here and ready. We always tell them, guys, you never go back straight to get a puck. You're just looking for trouble that way of getting injured. You always go back on an angle, get your head up, look over your shoulders, and know what's coming, but do not ever go straight onto the boards ever to get a puck. But it's something you have to teach them. It's something we work on and practice with them, because when they come here, they don't know it. And that's what's scary about it. Like, but back when we grew up, you just knew those things, right? Like in Struds, it was just the way we were.
Yeah.
So how you were brought up. So, you know, so there's a lot more teaching involved in the game because there's less mental skill sets of understanding the game, of having the intelligence of street smarts in the game. And because it's been so robotic, and because everything is so structured within systems. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that, but how can we get past that and make it better? How can we grow past that? But again, we have trouble in our country because of ice time. Benoit Gruel was telling me down in Quebec, he goes, you know, he had his son playing minor hockey. He's playing at the Bantam level. And he says, our ice time is so diminished there. We have 20 players on a team, and we get 3 periods of 12-minute hockey. He says,
wow.
My son goes there and plays 12 shifts in a game.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
And so how do you get better doing that?
No.
You know, you don't get better, right? And that's because of lack of ice time, because there's not enough rinks. But part of it is because no one goes outside in the cold and wants to skate in minus 20, minus 25 weather anymore. You know, and it's just our society. It's the way it is, and you know, so it's just that that was my whole mindset when I was talking about this stuff. It's, okay, how can we get better? How can we? And when you go and watch baseball in the summer, how many of those kids playing baseball are great hockey players? There's not very many of them, because those kids that are playing hockey aren't playing baseball.
Yeah.
You know, they're playing hockey. They play hockey right in through to the middle of July, and they take 3 or 4 weeks off, and they're back to training in the first week of August. You know, and so, you know, you go and you watch other sports, and, you know, you go watch soccer, and how many of those kids playing soccer are really good hockey players? There's not many, because a lot of them don't play, a lot of those kids, there's not a lot of kids in there that play hockey. You know, and that's just because kids are doing other things. There's just so many more things available for the young generation today. And I'm not saying it's bad, but how can we help it? How can we help these kids understand to grow? How can we change to allow our skills to continue to grow and get better? And you know, I know Don got all upset with me. Don Cherry was all upset with me and Down East and stuff for saying that stuff. But you know what? It's true. And we do have a great sport. Our sport is a fantastic sport, but it is no longer just Canada's game. It's an international game now. And a lot of countries are developing a lot of very good players today.
Yep.
And that's just reality. And so you got to look at what these other countries are doing too. How is Sweden, how have they become so advanced in the last 6-7 years?
Yep.
And, you know, you got to look at those things.
Brent, I love that
awesome. You're
willing to say that. We need more guys like you guys, you know, being around the game to understand it. You want to improve the kids, more practice time. I love the outdoor rink. It was so much fun. You can just go out there and have fun, and hopefully we see more of that in the near future. Best of luck this weekend, a big weekend against the Oil Kings. If things go the way you want, you might be meeting them in the next round. Who knows?
You never know. Yeah.
Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, guys.